Numbers 15. Now, I'll have it on the screen there for you in just a second. Tonight, we'll do something just a little different, and hopefully that you will get something out of this. We'll be talking about the Jewish prayer shawl. If you've never seen one, I have one here tonight, and I'll demonstrate some stuff of how they did in the Old Testament. And basically, it looks similar to that. All the Jewish males, when they got 13, fully 12. So fully 12 is 13. They started at 13, and this is when they got their prayer shawl, and what they called a tallit. And we'll explain all of that here in just a little bit. Let me go to Numbers 15 and look at verse number 37. And this is where they get this from. Numbers 15, verse 37, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and bid them that they make them fringes in the borders of their garments throughout their generations, and that they put on the fringes of the borders a ribbon of blue, basically what we would call a ribbon of blue. And it shall be unto you for a fringe. Now you may look upon it and remember all the commandments of the Lord and do them, that they seek not after your own heart and your own eyes, after which you used to go a-whoring. And then, let's see, that you remember and do all my commandments and be holy unto your God. I am the Lord your God, which brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord your God. Let me show you one other verse. It's found in Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 22, verse 12, thou shalt make fringes upon four quarters of thy vesture, wherewith thou coverest thyself. Now, I have one of these. This is a smaller version. This is a 4x8. A regular Jewish prayer shawl is an 8x8x8. So when they put these things on, it would actually cover pretty much their whole back. It always went down most the majority of their back. On four corners, this thing has four corners, and each corner has fringes. And each one of these things means something. Now, I'll tell you, in the Old Testament, in the book of book of Exodus 25, God told Moses to design a tabernacle. We've studied the tabernacle before. We've went over that. This is where they go in, and all those seven pieces of furniture that's in the tabernacle. Well, the Jews, there's 2 million people in the Jewish nation. 2 million people couldn't get into that Jewish tabernacle. So the man of the house, he was the high priest of the home. That's why the males would get these. And instead, when you couldn't go into the tent to pray to God, then this is where this comes in. And when they got ready to pray, they would put this over their head and make themselves a tent. And they would go in and pray. Matter of fact, here's some gentlemen, some Jewish fellows praying at the Western Wall. When you start praying, you put this over your head and make yourself a tent. What is it? Is it Matthew 6:6 over there? Let me see if I can find it. Matthew 6. And let's see where it's at. I got it somewhere. Matthew, here we go. Now watch this. Matthew 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut the door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So when you go, he wasn't talking about a regular closet where you hang clothes. This is where they would go into their closet and shut the door. And there's no distractions. There's no, everything is communicated. God has your full attention when you go into your tent to pray. This is what they used that for. And a lot of different things that happen. Matter of fact, here's you'll see a lot of these people, they'll put their prayers and write them down on slips of paper and stick them into that Western Wall. That Western Wall was the only wall that was still standing from the old tabernacle. Just on the other side of that wall was where the Holies of Holies was. That's where the Ark of the Covenant was. That's where God came down when that high priest would go in there one time a year on the Day of Atonement. Just on the other side of that wall was where that Holy of Holies was. So on this, that's why they would write their prayers and stick them into that wall, is because that's the closest they felt like they could get to God. Now, we don't need one of these today, because in the New Testament, the tabernacle has moved in here. So that's why we have the, you know, people say, well, I'm going to go down to the church and pray. Well, that's good. You can. You can come down here and pray. But I can go into my temple and pray anywhere I'm at, because I'm a walking tabernacle if I'm saved. And so this is where these came from. Let me give you just a few things about these. Here's another. This shows up a little better. All of these are not colored. You'll see that there's five knots. There's five knots, and in between those knots are what they do. They take that thread and they'll wind it. This first one's got seven winds, and then there's a knot. And then there's eight winds, and then there's a knot. And then there's 11 winds, and then there's a knot. And then there's 13 winds, and then there's a knot. So there's five knots and four winds in between those five knots. Everybody understand that pretty well? Okay. Matter of fact, if you saw a Jewish fellow, now he might not always walk around like this. Sometimes they would wear this under their clothes and let their fringes, this is what you call the fringes, they would let their fringes hang out from under their clothes, because this was an identification. And there's a lot of things that goes into all of these four corners and all of that. Matter of fact, there's a closer look at maybe one of them is blue. And that other one is like mine. It's all just cream colored. But that's blue. You got five knots. You say, what in the world is those five knots? Well, this right here on all four fringes, it reveals the name of God and the Word of God. Those five knots, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. It's called the Torah. So those five knots are the Pentateuchs, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. The five books of Moses, those are the five knots. That is the Word of God. Matter of fact, if you were to count all, and I haven't done this. Now, you're welcome to do it if you'd like to. But you go around this, and there are 613 threads. These little pieces of string. 613. That is all the commandments that God gave. He gave them more than just 10. We know the Ten Commandments, but if you would read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, the five books of Moses, there are 613 commandments. So when these Jews, they come every morning, they put their prayer, they go into their closet, they go into their tent, and they start, they would pray, matter of fact, they would pray Psalm 140, or excuse me, 104, let me see if I can find Psalm 104. Yes, here's what they would pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty, who coverest thyself as with a garment, who stretchest out the heavens like a curtain. That's what they would pray. Then they would pray Psalm 91. You ever heard God's 911 number? If you get in trouble, you call 911. They'll send help. Well, as a Christian, if you need help, you dial 911. It's Psalm 91:1. And they get, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Verse 4 says, he shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings, the wings, under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. The wings, under his wings. I am sheltered under the Almighty. Under here. And so, that's what they would pray when they would put that under their, over their head, rather. Now, I told you there's seven, eight, 11, and 13. The knots, five of them, Genesis, Exodus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. Now, in the Hebrew, now I'm going somewhere. Now, some of you are like, man, I feel like I'm in history class. You hang on, because when we get to the end of this thing, you're going to be throwing song books in a minute. Those strands, numbers were associated with Hebrew letters. There's not but 22 Hebrew letters. And so those strands, 7, 8, 11, 13, that is the name. That right there is the Hebrew name for God. Hebrew, they don't read left to right. They read right to left. So the little is Yod. Y. Y-O-D, Yod. Hey. It's H-E-H. Hey. The little straight line there is Vod. V-O-V. Could be W-O-V. And then Hey. So you've got Yod, Hey, Vod, Hey. Y-H-W-H. So this bears the word of God, Genesis, Exodus, number 2, Deuteronomy, and the name of God, YHWH. Now, let me ask y'all a question. How do you pronounce that? You can't pronounce that unless you add vowel sounds to it. And so this is what the Jews, nobody, now get this right here. Nobody has ever heard the name of God pronounced. Nobody. How do you pronounce that? You can't. Without adding something to it. So the Jews wanted to pronounce the name of God. And so what they did, that Y in Hebrew is our J. So you got J. Then they added an E in the middle. You got H, and then they added, what is it, A, V, a W is our V, A-H, Jehovah. Moses asked the burning bush, said, what is your name? So I can tell Pharaoh, what your name is, and he says, I am that I am, all capital letters, Jehovah God. That's what they called him, Jehovah. Well, we don't know if that's his name or not. Nobody's ever heard it pronounced. People say, Yahweh. I don't know. Nobody's ever heard it pronounced. So, if anybody says, well, the name of God is Jehovah, yes. That's what he told Moses in the book of Exodus. Yes, we got it. But nobody has ever pronounced that name right there. You can't without adding something to it. So there, they added the E, the O, the A. I think I had it backwards a while ago. The E, you got the J, the H, the V, the W, H, Jehovah, the name of God. You ever notice that this right here, there is the flag for the nation of Israel. All that is a prayer shawl with a Star of David in the center. The blue on each side, and the Star of David in the center. The nation of Israel uses the prayer shawl as their national flag. Let me give you some other things, interesting things about. You ever wondered in the Old Testament, 2 Kings, there's a fellow by the name of Elijah. 2 Kings chapter number 8. And Elijah took his mantle. Say, what was his mantle? He wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. Now, Moses is not the only one that parted the water. There here, Elijah took his mantle. It's a little bigger than this one. Remember, when they wore this, they wore the name of God and the word of God. So he took his mantle and he smote the waters and the waters parted. Now, let's see. Then it came to pass when they were gone over, Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I should do for thee before I am taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. All right. So if you read the rest of the story, let me see if I got the rest of the story on here. Verse 11. And it came to pass as they went on and talked, and behold, there appeared chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up in a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it and cried, my father, chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and went back and stood at the banks of the Jordan. When Elijah got caught up in a whirlwind, his mantle dropped. Now Elisha has two. Elisha, he had his own. And when Elijah went up in the whirlwind, his mantle fell and he picked it up. He's got a double portion of God's blessing. Because this thing parted water. It parted water. Hallelujah. I've tried it. It don't work today. Anyway. Malachi chapter 4. But unto you that fear my name shall the sun, see capital S-U-N of righteousness, arise with healing where? What's in the wings? The word of God and the name of God. There's healing in the wings. All right? Now, all right, y'all ready? Let's go to the New Testament. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment, and she was healed because she touched. There's healing in his wings. And so Jesus, being a Jew, got one of these when he was fully 12, 13, and he's walking. Like I told you, this is only a 4x8. Theirs were 8x8, so it was a little bigger than this. And when she got up behind him, she grabbed the name of God and the word of God, and she was healed. Touched the hem of his garment. Now, the woman touches him. He's on his way to Jairus' house. In Mark chapter 5, and he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumi. Now, y'all remember what I told y'all this was called? It's called a tallit. Talitha kumi. Y'all see the word tallit there? It gives the implication that Jesus took his tallit off and wrapped that girl up in here. And she got up and rose from the dead. There's power in the name and in the word of God. All through. Matter of fact, in the Old Testament, let's see, y'all remember, there's a story in the Old Testament. King Saul, he was the king, and David was the new anointed king, and so you had two kings in the kingdom. Saul and all of them, and all of his men were up in a cave, and they were sleeping. So David sneaks in there, and the Bible says, just to prove to King Saul, I could have killed you while you're sleeping, but I chose not to kill you because I'm a man of God. He cut off one of his fringes. 1 Samuel 24, if you want to read the story. Saul woke up. David said, I could have killed you. He said, prove it. David said, King Saul's like, you sure could have. He cut a part of his garment. All through the Bible. Matter of fact, in the Old Testament, all the scribes, and when they read the Bible, of course, they didn't have a Bible like we have. They have the scroll, and they would wrap it. When they would carry it from place to place, they would wrap that Bible, their Bible, in that tallit. And they carried it like that. Because there's power in the name and there's power in the word. Let's see. Oh, in the Old Testament. I was trying to get out of the Old Testament and getting over here into the New Testament. But do y'all remember the story of Boaz and Ruth? Boaz is a Jewish boy. And Ruth was a Gentile Moabite girl. And she came in there and she started gleaning in his field. Boaz is out there on his tractor and he's looking. And he does a double take. He said, man, that girl, wonder if she's got Facebook. And so he goes home and looks her up. And he says, hey, you guys, y'all see that girl over there? And she can pick. In any of my fields, she can pick anywhere she wants to. Let her have anything. Matter of fact, gather up some for her, stick it over in the corner for her, and let her take it home. Handfuls on purpose. Bible says Boaz went on the threshing floor and took a nap. When them boys would take a nap, them Jewish boys, when they'd lay down, they'd stretch this just like if you lay down on the couch, you get you, what do you call them, a throw? Lay across it. And the Bible says Ruth come in there while he was sleeping. Book of Ruth, ain't before chapters. And she got up under his covering. Now this ain't nothing on television, ain't nothing sexual going on, so don't even go there and don't even think that. She got up under, why? He that dwelleth the secret place, the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. That Jewish girl got up under, or excuse me, that Gentile girl got up under that Jewish boy's protection. You say, what in the world has that got to do with us? Well, Jesus Christ, when he came, he fell in love with a Gentile. You don't know who that is? Look in the mirror. And when I got saved, I crawled under, and I got under the protection of the Almighty. Under his wings, there's protection. Y'all remember Sunday, I made mention of this past Sunday. John 20. Then cometh Simon Peter following him and went to the sepulchre and seeth the linen clothes lie. And the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the other, with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Now remember I told you. Now this is what Josephus says. I don't know. But he's a Jewish historian. And he says when them Jews came in, Jesus had wrapped his tallit and put it at the head. Wrapped it nicely and neatly. And when they come in, Jewish boys knew what that was. They knew when it was folded that certain way. Whoever he was Jewish. Whoever folded it is alive. Whoever folded it is alive. Whoever folded it wasn't in a hurry. And whoever folded it in that way said he was coming back. Now, all of that, I said all that to get to this right here. This is where you're going to probably throw a songbook. Joey's worked hard today. He said he's about to fall asleep. He said, if I fall asleep, throw a songbook at me. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation 19, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. Notice Faithful and True is capitalized, talking about the Lord. And in righteousness he that judge make war. His eyes were a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew. What'd I tell y'all? He had a name written that no man knew. But he himself. Y'all see that? You say, what's the name of God? I don't have any idea. They call him Jehovah. Had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. All, and the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. He shall rule them with a rod of iron. He treadeth the winepress, the fierce of the wrath of Almighty God. He had on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, all capitals. Where was the name written? If I'm riding a horse, where's my name at? He had a name written that no man knew, YHWH, but he himself. And then on his vesture, on his thigh, a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And when he comes back, you'll find out what his real name is. Yes, it's Jesus. We understand that. But we're talking about the God of all creation that spoke this world into existence. Nobody knows what his name is. But he said on his thigh, a name was going to be written. It is an amazing book that we have. Amen. You say, now, Brother Jeremy, why don't you pray under this? Well, I don't need to anymore. Now, the Jews still do. They don't realize that if a saved person, they are the tabernacle on the inside. So wherever I'm at, I don't need this. I can be in my car and just bow my head. And I go straight into the throne room and I say, Dear Heavenly Father. And he says, yes. Because I am the tabernacle. But this is what this meant to those Jews, and still does today. They still wear this today, and they still believe, and they still know all the 613 commandments. That's part of a Jewish boy's what he's supposed to learn. 613 commandments. There's more than 10. Yes, there are 10, but there's 613, and they know what that means. All of that. Their Jewish identity, they wear it around their shoulders. And when they pray, they go into their prayer closet. And that's how they communicate with God. So, we'll take some questions here in just 1 second.